Hi. Hey. Oh, I thought you maybe weren't there. No, you're good. I was just getting my ladies' night bags ready.
Oh,
Oh, got you. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Well, real quick,
no, you're good.
what three prong, yellow, white?
White.
White, and is it four prong or three prong? I never can remember. Because
White
usually
or
you're
three
like, I
prong?
don't really care.
I don't really care. I just like three prong better myself.
Yeah, I do too. I think it shows more of the diamond, so it makes it look larger maybe a little bit. So it doesn't cover up as much of that top end. And when they're small, it's good to have three prong. What else is new if you've got a few minutes?
Not too much. We just have, we have ladies' night tonight, so.
I'm excited for you. Is there anything last minute that you're needing to get done or accomplish or?
Just get my bags ready, and then I think Ezra had extra tiramisu in the freezer, so I was like, pull that out. I'm taking tiramisu. So we're just doing
Oh, that's
tiramisu and
so
wine.
smart. Yes, very smart. Man, I wish I could be there for all those fun things. Seriously, I just need a dollar amount. I would even go by Coastal at this point. When you're ready for the, you laugh and you're giggling, but if you're not for real, you gotta let me know because I'm really banking on this to be my next career. I've thought of all these crazy things. So if it's not in the picture for you, it's totally okay with me. I'll diverge and go someplace else. Matt would be really happy with me shutting up about the conversation at this point. At this point, I think it's taken us down way too many rabbit holes of Aubrey's where she's like, yeah, but pizza's your favorite freaking food, and you've been looking for your favorite pizza spot here in Rochester in our side of the world for years. You said it just the other night. I'm finding out today they're going to be opening up a pizza place. They have a pizza truck already. He's like, I know nothing about pizza. What? I go, but you know
He's like,
you
I just like to eat
lie.
it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, Aubrey, I don't want to work in a pizzeria. I'm not trying to say that. I mean, I'm just offering you possibly your best kind of pizza ever, and it could be exactly where I need to be right now. And that might be enough of a link is what I need to have him convinced by Christmas. I'm going to need you to send me some of those frozen ones overnight, please.
So we can try them out and see if you like them.
Yeah. Yeah, like those, like, didn't you used to do the empanadas overnight or something, or right? Like, I feel like you did something or told me you did something overnight at one point.
We've never actually shipped anything overnight, but people have wanted some of our stuff overnight.
Yeah,
Like, can you
that's what
ship
he
this
said.
to us? I'm like, well, I mean, yes and no, like one of those things that are like, I mean, I could look into it, but I don't know if we can do that.
I think you totally could, actually. Actually,
Oh,
I
yeah.
know you could. You could do it way back because I just watched that. Did you ever watch that little TV series called Halston or whatever? It was about that designer guy in like the coming up in Studio 54 world, and was really good friends with like Liza Minnelli and all the drug. And he was a gay man, and it was a big,
I feel
huge
like I
thing.
might have watched maybe part of it. I don't know if I watched the whole thing, but it sounds familiar.
Yeah, he got his start at like Macy's in downtown because Jackie Kennedy, he created the hat look for her way back in the day. And that's how he kind of got his start, but then he started shifting and changing and he like redesigned women's fashion, like really with just that one tunic that became so fashion forward and popular that everybody had in the 70s, if I remember, my mom probably still has hers in her closet. And I loved it so much so that in like our last holiday Christmas photo, I do believe I wore a black and red mixed little number that I ended up returning back to Amazon like the next day. I only put it on and then turned around and sent it back because it didn't look great on me to like wear all the time. But my mom has one and it was a jumpsuit and jumpsuits were so big. He was the one that created quote unquote the jumpsuit. He also created the first black fashion model. He put her like in the lineup in the 70s, so I like him for that reason too. He was always all about different people, different looks, different vibes. But that's because he was, you know, straight out of like I think the Midwest. And he wasn't understood why he liked to put on his mom's shoes and clothes for a long time. And in the middle of corn country, I imagine, on a small little farm town that he grew up in, really didn't identify with that way back in, like, the 60s, 50s and 60s.
For sure.
It might have been a big problem. But it let him out and led him to who he is, well, who he was, unfortunately, at the end of the movie, the reason why, full circle moment. He is, like, so sick from AIDS because he ended up contracting it that they literally fly in food from Paris to Cape Cod at the end of his life. And it was in, like, it was in that docuseries or whatever about his life. So they absolutely can fly me some pizza because you're not in Paris, darling. You're not. It might actually it might not work to my benefit with that one. I can't even use that because it's probably easier for me to get to Paris and go straight there from where I am than it is. I'd have to go to Buffalo and acting. Man, my food might be a little cold, but if it's frozen and overnighted, I feel as though an overnight package could make it my way and be really, really good for Aubrey. Let me know how much that could cost me. It might be worth just for a fun Christmas gift. Like, look what I'm giving you, your favorite pizza.
Yeah.
I might do it just for shits and giggles because that's hilarious. Oh, God. I'm a shit. I really am. It's okay, though.
Oh, sorry. I just thought of something.
Yeah.
That's what
we do, you know.
Well, this guy came in to pick up his wife's ring yesterday that we had fixed up and everything,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to make her a necklace. Well, you guys don't have anything, like, small, like, quarter to third, do you?
Yeah. What kind of necklace?
Like, loose? Well, no, it would be
yeah,
loose.
Like a pendant?
Well, so he wants to make a compass necklace. He wants a diamond in the center, and, like, we went over all the details and stuff. I just was like, but he wants, like, a really nice diamond. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's like, I need a VVS 1 or 2, and I'm like, no, you don't. Like,
no, you don't.
I'm like,
well,
like,
that's
small.
Melly.
Yeah.
Do you have the compass design worked up in a CAD yet where you can just send me the CAD so that I can just build the whole thing and have them all matching? Because that's what I normally do. But
not
if you could tell me.
I was going to do that. That's on my list today is all this weird custom stuff I have to do.
Perfect. Well, yeah, whenever you need anything like that, just email it to me. I just attach it to Renee upstairs that you met. She's my girl. She will go and she'll match everything up perfectly. It takes everything off my plate. And I trust her eyes because mine are old. As we know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
can
build anything.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is a VVS 2 or something. And I'm like, he's like, is that what you think it is? And I'm like, I did hardly look at your ring, sir. I'm sorry. But I was like, oh, well, I'm not sure I didn't look at it that close. But I'm like, yeah, to the naked eye, it looks like it's a really, really nice diamond. I think you did a really good job.
That's what I say every single time. That just reminds me. I'm giggling right now because there's only one time I ever effed that up. Right in the beginning of working at RDI, I had just gotten the job, and I was, like, so excited that I had gotten the job, and I was learning all about all these letters and numbers and how they go together. I was really excited about all those stupid videos I was watching. So much so that I came home and I went across the street to the neighbors. We always did that back in the day. I don't live in the same place, but I don't think we were friends even when I moved out after the comment I made. Which I guess is why they got divorced even. Part of the reason was I was blamed for their divorce, which is terrible to put on somebody's shoulders, just so you know. So
yeah.
I warred against ever using the terms of, well, let me look at your diamond. I have my loop and all the stuff they give me. I'll look it over for you. Oh, well, there's a black thing right there. And oh, well, there's... I was an asshole looking back at it. I was just learning, and I didn't mean any malice or an intent, but she wanted a new one right away.
Oh,
it was
man.
Bad. It was
yeah.
bad. I think divorce happened within a few years after that. Luckily, I moved within 6 months of that conversation, but still, it was still a rough go for a good 6 months. I couldn't look across the street or back out of my driveway without getting side-eyed or judgment.
Yeah.
And it was when I used to have my motorcycle still, and I belonged to this little, like, motorcycle group, and they were members of the group, too, so I couldn't – that's essentially, that's a lot of the reason why when I moved to this neighborhood, I stopped talking to them altogether because it made it really hard, and I stopped riding my bike, and I sold it because – it made it so difficult to, like, be with the same kind of people because she just was real ugly about everything. And I was like, dude, I wasn't even trying to be like that. We were neighbors. We were good friends. Mm-hmm. I was just learning the industry, you jerk. But don't ever do it. I'm just saying. It's the worst. I still feel, like, remorse in my soul for that moment in time. I can't ever get it back. But, I mean, most people would just give me grace. Let's say she wasn't as kind.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, I got a question for you, because you're good at, like, numbering. I am trying to figure out, like, what is the best, like, equation to figuring out what you offer people for gold? Is there a good method, or is there, like, some sort of quote or some sort of diagram that like that?
I don't know if there's really a, like, diagram, but I asked the guy that used to do all my repair stuff, and then he got too busy, and so I had to find somebody else. But I asked him when I was buying all that gold and silver, and I was like, what's fair? Because I'm like, I'm not trying to cheat anybody, but, like, obviously
you
I need
to make money,
something
too. Yeah, because don't you have to pay a refiner most times if you're not putting it towards, like, Stuller or something?
Yeah. And so they'll take it out of there or whatever. But what he told me was to, you take 60%, you offer them 40%. So I'll, like, weigh it out, and then I'll look at it. And because before I usually do, like, 50-ish percent, or if they're turning it in to get, like, something else, or, like, my one lady would bring in, like,
scrap stuff
towards repairs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'll give you a little bit more towards that, you know?
Right, because you know that they're a forever client. It's the same thing with our trade-up. We hope that that same thing will bring your clients back to you guys so that you'll eventually and sometimes come back to us, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what he told me. He said, and then I told him about, like, the silverware I was buying. He's like, heck, take 70%, give them 30. I'm like, do people do
that?
Like, and he's like, yeah. And I didn't do that. I just kept it, like,
why
right
not?
50
you
and 60,
should.
You know?
I've got silverware. I've got so much silver china baloney. And so one thing that my uncle was like, I don't want anything from my grandmother on the silver side. And my mom's like, you used to do tea with Nani all the time, and so did your daughter. You're going to want this. I don't want it. I'm serious. I really hate that shit. A lot of those pieces, too,
are just silver plated.
And,
like,
yeah,
I
don't think they're really much of money.
I found some in the back of the jewelry store, and I was like, when I was going through all the silver stuff, I'm like, oh, I'm going to, like, Google this and everything, you know, and see if it's worth anything. And then it's like, nope, this brand, if it says this on there, it's typically, like, 99% of the time it's silver plated. And so I even told my mom, I was like, are you okay if I could just get rid of this? Like, I don't know why Grandpa even had it, like, in the back. One of the handles is broken off of one of the trays. There's no lid to the, like, sugar and creamer and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's just, and my mom's like, just write free on the box and go put it out by the dumpster. Somebody will pick it up. I'm like, okay.
That's how we get rid, it's so funny. Your mom is hip to something that I just got hip to. So I got rid of the pool table out of that back room. But I took a bunch of, like, pictures of everything, and I put it up on Facebook. And I was like, free, going to be at the curb. There was literally three cars waiting to help me take it out of my house yesterday. No joke. I was so freaking happy.
Nice.
Because I actually was also happy because I maybe didn't follow – well, it was never a rule, we'll say. I was just told not to take it apart myself. And I said I could do it, and I know how to use the tools just fine. And I did. So when I posted on Facebook and it was gone by the time he got home, he's like, what happened? What, did you have somebody come and take it down? You're that mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm not that mad at you. I did it myself, and then I put it up on Facebook, and there were three people ready to come, and only two of the three people that like, stayed to help me take it out. The one guy that wasn't even getting it, he was helping the other dude put it in the car. I was like, thanks. It's because it's like a, you know, these are big tables that, it's like a slate, you know, it's super freaking heavy. It took, like, four dudes to get it in here, and it took three young dudes to get it out just now.
Yeah.
So it was great yesterday. I tell you, I'm a smart woman, just like your mom. Like, she's hip to it. I'm going to start doing it. That's how I'm going to get rid of everything. Furniture,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm just going to throw it up free at the curb. Especially with snow right now. Can you imagine how fast people will be out there?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why they all came so quickly. Because we had a snowstorm come through overnight. So had it been there, like, overnight last night to tonight, it would have gotten another layer of snow. Had it just been sitting out there, though, like yesterday all day, it didn't get any snow. But the snow came in heavy last night. It would have probably had another foot of snow on it and would have probably not been worthy of any kind of dollar amount or even playing. It would have been so warped.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been terrible. It doesn't matter how pretty I think that thing is anymore. It would have been terrible to do anything on. But that's okay. So when you're doing your math, when you're mathing it, though, that's my question. Like, is it like, because I know when I was trying to put it in my head, somebody was asking me what the equation is. So can I know that a troy ounce is going to be, what, 20 or something of 1 pound, I believe.
Yeah,
but they go off of, like, troy ounces, so it's like, If gold's at 4,000, you do 0.58% to get your troy ounce. And then you take that troy ounce and then you divide it by 20, which is like, that's 20 is just, that's the penny weight of 14 karat. After you do 14 karat gold, you do it divided by 20 because that's what's going to get you that $104 amount, right?
Yeah, so what I do is Quality Gold has a website that's refining.qgold.com.
Oh,
and they have a scrap calculator.
Want.
Yeah, so they have a scrap calculator, so that's what I've been entering my stuff in when I ask people. And they'll do it in grams or penny weights, so you don't have to necessarily convert it.
Ah.
And I just, but, like, when I went off of that with, like, the silverware that I sent in by itself, it was, like, to the refiner, it was almost exactly the same price. Obviously,
really?
Silver shifted just a little bit, but it was, like, pretty much the price they gave. So I was like, well, it seems like it's spot on. So that's
yeah.
why I'm like, oh, I'll go ahead and do this.
And is that free for you to have that scrap calculator thing? What's that
mm-hmm.
website again?
Yeah, I feel like you can do it, too. So it's refining.qgold.com.
Okay. Awesome. No, I'm actually – I was talking with another – customer, and she was like, well, what's the best, because in Florida there's like a lot more rules and they have to get like the agriculture and their county involved because of the pond versus this, and there's like 15 days to hold it versus 30 days, and I don't get it all, but whatever. I know every state has different rules, and she has always just not wanted to identify in her bougie little area as somebody who is a pond store, I guess, so
mm-hmm.
she never did, but she also can't buy old pieces from anybody either. So she's like, I don't even know how to math that if I was to do it. I said, well, I think it's
hold
pretty...
on, hold on just one second.
Oh, I can call you back.
No, you're fine. It was just UPS guy.
Oh, gotcha.
And
so
I had, so I'm sending back those four diamonds we talked about. So
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be there Friday. And
all right,
stuff.
I'll put
and
that on your count.
I sent that 1.65 off to be set so that we can get that done hopefully within 2 weeks, which they thought they could, so.
Yay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's probably not going to show up until January anyways. I think you're just going to be, yeah. If I invoiced it just within this last time frame, you're not going to see it on any bill until after. Oh, no. I think they do, like, a cutoff because it's RJO end of the year, right?
It's, like, something? The 10th or something?
Yeah. So
I think I got an email just the other day about it. They're like, if you want this on this year's, then you need to tell us by this date.
Gotcha. Okay. I should probably find out that date, too. honestly. It would be good for me to know. Because I'll be making a lot of phone calls right on back to them.
You're like, hey.
And about that email you sent out to all your members, well, they just came back to me on everything. And it's the day after. Sorry, Connie. Yeah, no, I better find out that. That's a good thing to know. Plus, it's also a good little adage with, like, some of, I hope people use it, but I know I use it to my advantage. Like, hey, let's get the big sales. Like, if you've got somebody, like, oh, not that it was to an advantage to you, but if you've got somebody dragging their feet for whatever reason and they don't know the rules of RJO, you can use that. Like, hey, are you at your, you know, your benchmark or your break point for where you want to be? If you're only, like, I've had Ted be, like, $15,000 away from, like, the next tier. So he was like, send me $15,000 of inventory. I'll pay for it right now just so that he can get it, like, 1.5, I think, that year instead of 1. Or maybe it was 1.5 to get the 2 or something. But when it's that close, it's good to know. Does RJO tell you guys that? I wonder.
What with if
like
where
you're
at?
You are. Yeah, like where you are with
like
all
every
your company.
Time, every time we get our statements, they have, like, here's your year-to-date purchases.
Uh-huh.
So it tells you there, but, like, they don't send anything. I don't think they send anything last minute of being like, hey, you know, you could jump up to here if you spend another $5,000 or whatever it is.
That would be so smart to do something like that. I wonder where you're at. Are you at a point, are you at a breaking point where you'd want to do that? Mm-hmm. Have your sister come on in again.
I know, right?
If she's coming in, it's got to be before the 10th or whenever that day is. No, I'll make that phone call any day of the week for you. But
I got a couple of things. I have to, well, I was going to order some pearl earrings for her, for my one niece. And then I actually found, I just didn't have them out because just my little display thing, I just didn't have them out and everything. So,
cool. Then
but I just found them yesterday, and then I ordered my brother-in-law a new ring.
Aww.
He was like, I want something with diamonds. And she's like, I don't think he wants something with diamonds. And so she came in and she took a picture of this one that's like, it's just plain, but it's like rose gold colored, but it's alternative metals and everything. And then
so
took it over to him
kind of
to look at.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I really like that. I'm like, there you go. There's your bougie little ring.
You're bougie. Boo-boo.
Let's see, my year to date, I think this is the one I just got. Oh, this is September. I don't know where the one I just got. But in September, I was at 83,000.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get to 100.
Yeah.
Isn't that the new rule or something?
Yeah. It's 100,000 to get.
But if that was in September, remember, you have all of my purchases.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm
so,
gonna,
yeah,
I thought we're
you
gonna
should
hit
be
that.
Good. Oh, you know what? I would just call the office just to make sure, just in case. Because if it's, I've had it be literally, like, I remember one year, and this is why I am so cautious on it, because and they're still in the system under my name, and I refuse to give them up because they're going to need to call me at some point. And I'm the one that got the bonus $1,000 for them even getting into the group. But when their jeweler left and opened up his own store across the street and got into RJO just because I couldn't get to him in time to get a $37,000 or $3,700 like stud sale, had I was market sold, he would have had exclusivity rights still, but he being the first, and I was new to RJO still, at least to that, like, here, I want to get somebody in the group, what are the rule kind of concept. It taught me a lesson super early on because he's still so pissed at me, so mad, because I guess it was a really bad falling out between the two of them. And it's funny because Emily works with the other guy across the street and does so much business. And I'm not butthurt about that because I like the jeweler. And I thought my jeweler's the asshole, quite frankly, because clearly he's mean to me and he's mean to his jeweler so much so that he left and started his own business, which is thriving. Because he's selling a lot of diamonds and he's an RJO too. So, but I don't want that to happen to anybody else. So if you want your exclusivity, make sure you hit that 100, because I don't think it's 25 or, what was that, 50 or 75 before or something, right?
Like, I'm at 80, I was at 83 in September.
Okay.
But I don't even know what else is gone. I was just looking on.
No, hold on.
On the website and see if it tells me somewhere there.
I can tell
I
you what.
I can't find the one from this statement.
Nope. I got cents. So in September, you had an invoice that was for on 9-9 for, if you keep the math in your head real quick, 38-10. Or do you have a calculator nearby?
Yeah.
Okay. 38-10, 1976. 370, 66.65, 45.81, 37.12, 1300, and that doesn't include anything that might be on memo right now and sold.
Yeah, so that, just with that, and then I just got, the package I got today, I thought it was a custom that we did for a girl, but
mm-hmm.
it's actually a mounting for an engagement ring. And that's $1,400, and I'm at $98,000 right now, so we should break
$100,000
easy.
Yeah. Between what you still have there on memo, even to show other people, because you have people coming in that we sent things in for. I haven't even put those, our invoice or put the 3/4 carat studs on memo for you yet. So you should be fine, yeah. I just want to make sure they're going to pay for your hotel when we go meet each other in Arizona, and then... You got to let me know if I'm coming before to you or if I'm staying and going after, because I'm going to hand them my little mini vacay. I'm not kidding you. You're laughing, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, I need to maybe this week I can do that, book at least book the hotel and stuff, because I was like, oh, well, they pay for a couple nights at the hotel, so I'm like, we might as well stay at the hotel for a couple nights, and then
mm-hmm.
I'm like, we can go get Airbnb after that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or before, however we would decide to do it.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to be out. I want to see what your world's all about. So wherever you guys fly back home from Arizona after the RJO show, I could either fly there with you or fly afterwards. You just got to let me know.
Okay.
And then I'll book my stay to be, like, in that vicinity. And then, I mean, if we're in Lamar, I know a hotel that I can possibly book a room at. But if you're up at the store by the dish and stuff, I might need to go, and you might need to point me in the right direction if you don't have an extra room that I could stay in.
Well, we don't have our house, but we have a couple of
I know.
Apartments,
you have, like, a little tiny place. Don't
yeah.
you at your place?
Yeah, but then the one people renting... So when people renting from us, they're actually on their way to buy a house, like in the process. And so they're supposed to close around the first of the year. So I was like, okay, well, we'll give you through like February or whatever. So
if nothing else,
there would be a little
Jenna,
apartment that would have
a better scenario in my brain right now. You're a shitty person right now in my head. Oh my God, let me let you go. I'll give you a call back in a little bit.
Okay.
You know where I'm going in my head right now, right? I'm
yeah.
like, I can move in. I'm moving. We're moving, babe. We got a place. Don't worry.
Oh,
how much is the rent there? Just for shits and giggles, real quick.
The people right now are paying $1,000. We're
Shit.
Gonna up everybody.
I'm
a little
down. You just up me. Up me and double me. I'm good with it. Well, wait a second. I take that back. I might not be making as much out there. So I retract the statement. Don't double me yet. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's see where we end up at.
Yeah, right? You don't even know if you want me as an employee. I just need a place to stay when I come visit you so I can see everybody.
Yeah.
And have some glorious food every single day from one of the world-class chefs that I might know. Wink, wink. All right, sister, I'll let you go. See ya.
Okay, I'll talk
Bye.
To you later.
Yep.
Bye.